This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Tracy Frampton, the Executive Director of the Florida Wildlife Hospital. Tracy, thanks for coming in. Lots of things going on. First of all, tell us how you fared in the hurricane.
We fared fairly well. Matthew was pretty kind to us. We lost some fencing. All the enclosures did okay. We moved any of our outside animals in for the storm. However, we got a lot of animals in after the storm. In the 4 days after the storm, we got over 170 animals in.
Wow.
So we got slammed. So it did drain our resources a bit, drained our financial resources and our supplies. But we're starting to bounce back. And just in the last couple of weeks, we have released over 80 squirrels. So
that's
fabulous.
There's
some good patients that made it.
That's very good. So the holidays are right around the corner, and we have a great event coming up. Tell us about it.
We do. Hoot in the Park is coming up on November 19th. It's a Saturday. It's from 10 to 2, and it's great fun. It's a family event. It's a pet event. There's a dog lure course, which if you've never seen that done before, it's great fun. The dogs get to chase in a secure area. They get to chase a lure around. There's a fee for that. All the proceeds from that go to the hospital. If you just want to come and watch, it's hysterical. Some dogs are really into it. There will also be vendors there selling crafts and different things that you could possibly buy for the holidays. We're going to have two horse facilities there. One is a horse rescue and one is a horse therapy organization. So kind of branching out to some other animals. And of course, all of our ambassador animals from the hospital will be there as well. And there'll be food and bake sales. And more importantly, your pet can get its photo taken with Santa.
Yay, that's a good part. Are there going to be raffle baskets again this year?
Yes, there will be. We're just working on getting that all organized now. So we will have raffle tickets available for purchase that day, and we draw the prizes that day.
So it's a lot of fun, and it's coming up on November 19th. It is free and open to the public, free parking. It's going to be at Wickham Park, easy to find, lots of fun. Come on out and just have a day of fun. The holidays are coming and just around the corner, and you were just telling me about Amazon.
Yes.
Lots of folks shop on Amazon for their holiday gifts.
If you sign up through Amazon Smile, so you'll go to www.smile.amazon.com, you will use your same login that you have for Amazon. But it takes you to a different location where you get to pick a charity, and any purchase you make, it will take 5% of that purchase and donate to the charity of your choice. Most everything that's available on Amazon is also available on Amazon Smile. And so any of your Christmas shopping, if you choose to do that, we could get a small portion of your purchases. So it's a win-win.
It is. That's fabulous. Okay. So once again, we hope everyone will come out to Hoot in the Park. And you do have a wish list on your website that talks about things that you might need, from paper towels to food to all kinds of stuff.
Yes, we do. And we also have an Amazon wish list as well. So you can go to Amazon and search us, and we have a wish list on there as well.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Where you can just order straight from Amazon.
And the address of your website is?
www.floridawildlifehospital.org.
You can hear this interview, link up with the Florida Wildlife Hospital's website, find out more about Hoot in the Park. It's all on our website. The address? wfit.org.